But a big breaking story happening tonight with FIFA officials arrested on corruption charges and facing extradition to the U.S. So joining us now is Dan Riccio, who's been providing updates. And, of course, here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan is a European Football Weekly co-host and our TFC reporter. Dan, this story, give us some of the details on it.
Well, it's kind of crazy. This is just happening now, and there's in Switzerland, they are taking FIFA officials out of a Swiss hotel. And basically what's happening this week, Jeff, is the FIFA presidential election is set for Friday, in which Sepp Blatter will be up for a fifth presidential term in FIFA. And he would be, it's basically widely expected that Sepp would pretty much go on to easily win this, his fifth term as FIFA president. And he's done so for the last number of years, since 1998, when he was originally installed as FIFA president and winning that election. He's really dominated in these elections, and this, all of this going on can really affect Sepp Blatter as the president of FIFA because of the widespread allegations of corruption leading up to this. And finally, the U.S. Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, is finally somebody that has put together a case against FIFA that has wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering amongst the charges. This coming from the New York Times, who say sources of theirs have reported that this is what these FIFA officials are being charged with. And there could be more than 10, and we're hearing already three names as well, one being FIFA Vice President Jeffrey Webb, another being Jack Warner, who used to be the CONCACAF president here. Obviously, Canada is part of CONCACAF, along with the United States and many other countries. And Jack Warner, he was actually, back when he was still a member of FIFA, he had widespread allegations of controversy and corruption. And when he resigned from his post, FIFA basically just said, oh yeah, okay, well, he resigned, so everything's okay. And you know, we can't really hold it up, because you know, he never really went through the court process with FIFA, and now he's not a member anymore, so it's over, and we'll move on from that. So this is quite the story, and it's continuing to go on here this morning, more and more news pouring out as we go through here.
Yeah, and as it stands right now, Sepp Blatter is not one of those that has been charged, right?
No, As sources continue from the New York Times, they say that Sepp Blatter is not going to be among the officials who are being arrested in this. And it's kind of it's disappointing, Jeff, because as you know, and as we all know, FIFA World Cup, Women's World Cup, that starts just next week right here on our soil here in Canada. Now, it won't be in Toronto, but it will be played around the country in Vancouver and Edmonton and Montreal, Ottawa. So this is a really a devastating story, I think, for the upcoming FIFA Women's World Cup.
Now, moving forward, I mean, if there's a majority of a governing body that's in the middle of all this, so what does this do for soccer at this level moving forward?
Well, it's a huge step in the right direction, assuming the U.S. can actually extradite these officials and hopefully pin some of this stuff against them. I don't think there's much. All of this is very alleged at the moment, and they haven't been convicted of anything.
Yeah.
But there is plenty of evidence to go on that there has been widespread corruption within FIFA for many, many years. And there was an E60 a couple of weeks ago that came out on Sepp Blatter and kind of detailed all of the different steps of corruption that has gone on under his reign with FIFA and even before that. And it's appalling at what has gone on and how it's affected the game. Now, obviously, the World Cup, you might even say that it's a bigger deal than the Olympics to host it at this point in time. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. It's the biggest world event on the planet, and they are there are witnesses that say there have been votes exchanged for money for the upcoming 2018 World Cup in Russia, and more so at the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, where a whistleblower, as they've called it, said there was $1.5 million exchanged for votes to go to that Qatari World Cup. And, you know, when Qatar was listed as a nominee for that World Cup, it was kind of just like, oh, that's cute. You know, Qatar's running for the World Cup.
Yeah, but, like, they threw him a bone or something.
Yeah, they're not actually going to win this
thing. We'll round this thing out.
But, you know, the Qatari officials continued to say that we are going to win the World Cup for 2022. And sure enough, they ended up winning that. Now, there was an investigation, a FIFA-led investigation into how Qatar won the World Cup and how the voting process went on. And so they hired a U.S. attorney, Michael Garcia, and he did his stuff. He went through, he did his own investigation independently, and then FIFA never released his findings. And according to Michael Garcia, they were numerous materially incomplete and erroneous representations of the facts in FIFA's overall report of what his investigation had to say. So, you know, even when they're trying to at least seem like they're being politically correct about this and doing things to try and stop the corruption, they just kind of bring it even more so. It's almost like Sepp Blatter and the rest of FIFA don't even care at this point. They feel like they can do whatever they want. And, you know, as many people have said, Sepp Blatter, the president of FIFA, is the most powerful person in sports. And it's hard to really argue with that. And given all of these arrests today, it's going to be interesting to see how that affects Sepp Blatter and how it affects FIFA going forward. I just want to mention this quote that a law enforcement official said: "We're struck by just how long this went on for and how it touched nearly every part of what FIFA did. It just seemed to permeate every element of the federation and was just their way of doing business. It seems like this corruption was institutionalized," end quote there. So, you know, the FBI and the Justice Department, and give the New York Times some credit as well for breaking this story down tonight.
So when was there a point, like the first time where just something smelled wrong in terms of FIFA? How far back are we going here?
Well, we're going back before Sepp Blatter's time, but if you want to stick to this era, even in 1998, when Sepp Blatter went up for presidency, there was some smelly fish about how he was given the presidency. His opponent thought that he was a sure bet to win, and a lot of people believe that Sepp Blatter's opponent on that day was a sure bet to win, and it turns out it went the other way, and there was widespread thoughts of corruption in that initial vote to get Sepp Blatter into the presidency. And ever since then, it's just been an absolute mess, one story after another. And if you want to even look back to the last presidential election for Sepp Blatter and FIFA, he said he was not going to run. And then at the last minute, he just decided, yeah, you know what? I think I'll stick around for another term. And nobody even opposed him because they know just how strong his hold is of this job. Because, you know, you have basically every FIFA nation voting on the president. And Sepp Blatter, basically what he did from day one after he got the FIFA presidency was he went to all the little nations and started to pay attention to them and care about all these little countries that, you know, their vote counts just as much as Italy's and England's and Brazil's and Argentina's and Germany. You know, he went all over the place to get all these little nations and really secure them in his back pocket by providing them some love and giving them some support. And he's held an absolute stranglehold on the FIFA presidency ever since then, because there's more of the small countries that outweigh the big ones, and all the votes count the same. And it's really, you know, if you look at this presidency and you look at these arrests tonight, it all turns back to Sepp Blatter. And it all will turn back to him, and there will be a lot of questions asked of him in the coming days. And surely when he starts showing up here in Canada for the upcoming Women's World Cup, there will be more questions asked of the FIFA president.
And maybe some asked by one Mr. Dan Riccio, who will be out there and asking all the pertinent tough questions.
I hope so. Yeah, it's unfortunate they're not coming to Toronto, though, because of the Pan Am Games.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens. I know Canada's first couple of games are in Vancouver, so Sepp Blatter's probably going to be doing the rounds around the country, assuming he doesn't get arrested, which, as of right now, we'll reiterate that it doesn't, according to the New York Times, Sepp Blatter is not among those who will be arrested in this string of FIFA officials getting arrested tonight.
Well, you'll get your chance at Sepp Blatter, okay? I'm holding out faith. Thanks, pal, for bringing us up to date on that.
No problem.
There's Dan Riccio providing updates tonight, and also a co-host of European Football Weekly Sunday mornings at 8 on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and our TFC reporter. So he's all things soccer. So glad we had Dan at our beck and call tonight to shed some light on this story, a big breaking story that's not going away anytime soon. FIFA officials, again, arrested on corruption charges, face extradition to the U.S., a story broken by the New York Times.